It is the Riot Daily Podcast.
Ooh, for this week, Worst of Riot 2016, some of our best things that we thought you might enjoy hearing again, but it's coming out daily this week, so let us know if you like that.
Okay, in the podcast today, Nikki wants to cry, but Obadiah does not.
Weird, I don't remember that.
I do.
Is that... Well, that does sound like a normal day.
It has to do with what we look at on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Woman moves out and steals the sinks.
Yes.
Nikki is angry about tiny house hunters.
Remember that one. I still get angry when I watch that show. That has not gone away.
Let's see. I have no idea what this is, but the title just got me. What's worse, knives or poop?
Oh, gosh. Come on. That's a deep question.
The need for drama personality trait. Running brings cognitive therapy. Something so stupid you must remain silent. And your show sucks.
Wonderful. Yeah. Those are all the titles that we name these files. Mm-hmm. So enjoy them.
If you guys want to know, I name them. So if they sound ridiculous, that's
why. It's its own art form.
It kind of is. If you got a chance to go through the archives, you'd be like, this is great.
I remember that. Yeah. That's why we like Worst of Riot 2016, or anytime we do a Worst of Riot for like the year, it's always fun to go back and look at things.
Yeah, it's our very own diary. So this is our diary,
dear
guys. Dear diary, today I gave to Radio U before December 31st at midnight and got a tax deduction for the year. I did that by going to radioU.com/donate.
And does Bobby love me?
Thanks for listening to everything that I say, diary.
Aw. I'm trying to remember, how did I end things if I wrote in a diary? It's not the end, or a little heart with an arrow through
sometimes
it.
I just didn't finish it at all.
Okay.
You just stop.
You just wait for the next day.
You're just done, because the diary doesn't end until I'm dead. It's the Riot.
Radio U solemnly swears to do better next year.
Isn't that what we said last year? That's what we said last year, isn't it?
It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So a couple weeks ago, I got a chance to hear somebody speak, and
it was great.
Here's the thing. Like, have you ever listened to somebody talk and like they're very passionate and they're very like, you know, whatever, but at the same time, it's like, this is utter nonsense. It's just nonsense. And that's the experience I had. This lady was talking. She was like, you know, she talked about snorkeling and skydiving, and she was talking about how in the middle of all that, you know, she really found what the meaning of life truly was.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I believe that.
Because
you know what? If today I was going skydiving and snorkeling later, followed by, what do you think, a massage on the beach, maybe some hot rocks on my back kind of thing. And
maybe that would be that.
Nice dinner as I watch the sunset and et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure I would feel like I'd found the meaning of life that day. To be served by others, to get all the free, like on and on and on. Like there are all these different things that we could say, like, oh, I found the meaning of life that day. But you know what I'm interested in finding the meaning of life? What about on Wednesday when I really just want to go back to bed?
And you thought for sure you were farther along in the week than you are actually.
Where's the meaning? Where's the big meaning
of
that?
Life with that? Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, am I going to discover that?
Hey, we can all make the choice in our mind to be skydiving today.
Man, you know what? Here's the thing that I really genuinely like about God is that God is all about little moments on crappy days. Like, God is with us, little moments, crappy days. I'm sure God's with me if I'm skydiving. Might be meeting him soon, face to face, if you know what I mean. But I mean, he's also with us on Wednesday, when I'm laying in my closet trying to decide which t-shirt to wear. And I discover that
an hour for that, or right, 55 minutes.
You know, he's with us in those moments. And, you know, the idea, everybody can get excited when they're being waited on all over the place. Think about how weird Jesus is. Jesus says, no, it's not about being served. It's about serving others. Wait, what? What? I'm telling you, God's got some really weird ideas. Some, I would say, non-normal ideas about where the real meaning of life can be found. And I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there are days where I'm just like, God, why can't today be snorkel day? I might be having a Wednesday like that right now, you know? But the reality of it is that God wants to be involved in Wednesday morning when you have absolutely nothing good planned at all. In fact, what you really want is to just go back to bed. Can I just get back in my bed, please? No! Look, God wants to be a part of those days, and he wants to show you meaning in those moments, the unexciting, unglamorous, un-everything moments that really make up day-to-day life. Now, I know I'm not going to get on a motivational speaking tour with words like that, but I do want you to know that right now, God can come into your Wednesday morning. Do you have a relationship with God? Invite him in. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. Is there anything good about Wednesday? Could you show me what it is? Let God get involved.
After listening to the worst of the riot 2016, you won't blame Nikki for demanding more money in 2017. Sign the petition at riot.radiou.com.
Nikki, can you explain to me, this has come up, there's a video that's making the rounds of a girl that asks what they believe, like it seems like maybe she is his stepdaughter, and she's asking him to officially adopt her.
Yeah.
And it's like 2.5 minutes, and it's all weepy.
Oh, heartwarming story.
It's all weepy. Well, here's what I don't understand.
Which is a nice, refreshing change compared to our normal list of stories.
Well, you know, we like to talk about other things.
Not just our stories that we tell you guys, but the ones that we all just get to see and filter through.
Yeah, but here's my thing is like, hey, watch this. It's going to make you cry. And I'm like, then I'm not watching it.
I want to watch it.
You want to cry?
It keeps you real. You have to cry every so often.
Says
who? You have to let it out.
Says who?
Says your heart.
Wait,
OB.
Hang on.
Where is yours?
I don't have one. I don't hear it.
No, you have to cry every so often. This keeps you...
Don't you think... I think you're saying that because you're a girl.
Probably.
I have to cry every once in a while. Of course you do. In fact, I just watched a movie over the weekend.
Even though that is not specifically just... It's okay for a guy to cry.
I didn't say
it's
that
not just
it
for girls.
Wasn't okay for a man to cry. If a man wants to be a sissy boy, it's fine.
You're so rude.
It's fine.
He's kidding.
Go ahead.
He's
go ahead. Kidding. Weep it up.
What's
whatever.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
This is a nice story. I'd rather put my energy into watching the video, even if it means I cry, than see another story about a naked selfie.
I know that. Oh, I cried at that, too, but for different reasons. I wept for society.
Because then that's all the news that
so,
we get.
I mean, to say I don't cry is not true.
So you do cry.
Well, yeah. Again, every time a Kardashian takes their clothes off, I weep, which means I've spent most of my day crying. Where were we? Oh.
No one gets any wings.
No. No. We're all being dragged down to somewhere else. The thing, though, is, like, I feel like you seek out opportunities to cry. It's like...
Animal videos.
Yes.
Homecoming videos, like the soldier stuff. These videos. I love those.
I don't understand. Why, like, you're like, hey, I'm going to cry. Like, that's a good thing. Like,
no.
That's the other thing. I've had people like, you've got to watch this. It'll make you cry. And I'm like, okay, then I'm not going to watch it.
But you have to realize that it's going to make you cry. Sometimes it's just a statement. It doesn't mean I'm actually going to be sobbing. It just means that emotionally the tears have been stirred.
Yeah.
In my body.
What? So now you can cry about something else?
So I might be able to cry. If not, I'm at least feeling some emotions.
And it's better than feeling nothing at all?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I'll watch this video just to feel again.
Just to feel something. Which sounds really bad, doesn't it? I guess that sounds depressing. Or sad.
It's fine. Fine. But the other thing is, like, I don't feel like you delineate between the types of crying. You're like, here's an animal cruelty video. I got to watch it. I got to cry. It's like, here's a homecoming video. Got to watch this one. Got to cry. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, it's the same.
It's just like you need both. I need to be overwhelmed by the evil of humanity today.
No, I just like nice stories, and nice stories usually are more sentimental.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm going to watch it. If you want to come over here and watch it, you can. If not, just pass me a tissue because this one looks sad.
All right, here, have two.
And actually, my allergies are acting up, so pass me a tissue anyways, because my right eye's been crying already.
Well, there's a tissue for each eye.
I know. I'll need something.
Nikki needs the next 2.5 minutes. Nobody call.
Just because it looks, it's cute.
It's nice, right?
Aww.
So, all right. Have a good...
A weep.
Have a weep.
The dumbest, most egregious moments of the entire year. Played over and over again until you finally break down.
This is my nightmare.
It's the Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.
Nikki, I think you actually could have a great reality show.
Oh, just following what I do?
Yeah, I do, because think about this, all right? You come and you work with a bunch of really annoying people.
It's because it's all guys.
You'd be kind of the normal one. Like,
I feel like I'm sometimes Snow White and you guys.
And we're the...
other people.
Really? Oh, grouchy is.
Wow. You know, that's nice.
It's all guys.
I mean, you do know that maybe we have things for you.
Oh yeah, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Am I one of the wicked...
Well, I know.
Wicked people?
I can't say it.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about you. But like, for example, Eric just came in and told me about what you were doing last night, and I would be interested in watching you watch this show on TV.
Oh, to see the reaction?
Nikki was watching Tiny House Hunters.
Well, I like House
Tell
Hunters.
Tell them how mad you got.
Well, I like House Hunters a lot, and then I was watching on demand Tiny House Hunters.
Tell them, Nikki.
They're tiny houses. They're like 300 square feet, if mm-hmm. that. And I watched two episodes. And you know, with House Hunters, they like give you three options.
Yeah.
You might not know. You might not watch, but they give you.
I don't.
You go through.
I just said yes because I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Just agree. You go through and they show three houses that they've toured and then they pick the one at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And man, these things are tiny. And it was just one did not have a bathroom.
So where do you go potty?
They had a ceramic like bucket in the kitchen with a toilet lid.
No, they did not.
Yes,
no,
they did.
No, they did not.
And there was no shower.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, and you'd lift the lid up and there was like a toilet lid there.
And that was at like a 300 square foot house?
Yeah.
It was $300,000?
No, it was $50,000.
Oh, $50,000.
$50,000 for, and it was acre property.
It had land.
For a house with no bathroom.
No bathroom.
No shower.
No.
Think how that house smells. Having an occupant who doesn't shower.
Right. Well, here's a couple things I want you to keep in mind. I actually, when I'm buying a house or getting an apartment, renting a room, right? The only thing I'm really doing that for is really for three things. I want to go to the bathroom with some privacy. I want to take a shower and I want to have a place to sleep / lay in bed and watch video on my phone.
Comfortably, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all it's for.
I noticed you didn't say kitchen.
No, you can eat out. It's
exactly.
Fine. No big deal.
No.
But you can't bowel movement out. I mean, that's not convenient.
Like, okay, you're dropping a deuce in the kitchen, okay, on the bucket. And so here's
the bucket's there. He lifted the lid.
Which you could reach over and work the stove
from. Do you think she had to clean that out before showings?
Maybe. Well, think about this. You're just like, hey, everybody, it's been really nice having everybody over. Could you guys go outside? I got to take the Browns to the Super Bowl. Okay? Would you guys mind going outside for just a minute?
It's weird. It was okay. So weird.
And there was another couple there. They were trying to downsize. They wanted to declutter. They had three kids.
And it looked like a caboose.
They saw a couple houses.
The boxcar kids.
They
saw a first house, and then they went to another house, and the other house was twice as big as the first one. This one was 400 square feet. And she looked around and says, I don't know what I'd do with all this space. I can't clean all this. Which Nicole understood that means she just what did you?
I was lazy right there.
She just didn't want to clean
lazy.
Anything.
Any space. So they chose the small one, which had two upper lofts where they're her three kids, and one was barely walking, would sleep on the one side, and then they would sleep on the other.
Which there was only one ladder to get to each of the lofts,
so you
have to rotate it between.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the show. I couldn't handle it.
Two things. One, I read a great blog. This was a couple months ago by somebody who did this. They went and they like got this efficiency house and whatever. And after 6 months, they were like, I hate it.
It's the worst.
I don't ever want to live like this again. And I loved that. And then the second thing is that I remember very distinctly at one point I had a living space that was one size. And then I moved into a space that was about 75% bigger.
Yeah.
And I distinctly remember walking through it and going, oh, this is wonderful. Like,
all
of this space is great. And then it occurred to me that I've listened to people talk about the evils of consumerism, but I'm just going to tell you right now, when you're used to like not very much space and then you get more, That is a great feeling. And that's why people like to have more than 400 square feet.
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Seriously. It's fine if I can't cook. I can order pizza every night of my life. But when I go to the bathroom, I want a little privacy.
It's not going to be in that bucket.
In fact, I would consider that to be potentially the one non-negotiable part of my entire living arrangement. Leave me alone. This is my time.
The Worst of the Riot 2016 is exactly like Snapchat, except that it sucks and nothing gets deleted.
Let's face it, when you're moving and you're renting, things become a little contentious. You know, like you've got your security deposit, you want it back.
You want all of it back.
And they come in and they're like, that scratch wasn't here. No, it was! That scratch has been there the whole time! What are you talking about? You guys, when I came in here, that scratch was bigger. It's actually gotten smaller since I moved in.
I don't think they're going to believe that if you said that.
That is crazy, right? Well, let's talk about Pontiac Mayor Deidre Holloway. Deidre Holloway Waterman. She is being sued for $30,000 of alleged damages from a business or from a building that she was renting from, and they're running a business out of it. We don't need to get into all the boring details. Here's the important part. In these allegations and this $30,000 lawsuit, there's one item that really sticks out to me. Trash removal? Nah, that's pretty normal. You know, six sinks. She took the sinks.
With her?
Out. Place she was renting.
Yeah, that doesn't come with you.
Who? And I think it's something like she says like she originally owned it, then they sold it. And I don't know if they say they did the renovations, but she's like,
so
no, look,
the sinks.
We own those sinks. They're ours. We took them with us. Who?
That's gutsy.
I mean.
I guess you can.
Who takes the sinks?
Yeah, you know, it just depends, and I wouldn't want to get in that situation.
And, like, do you think you go over to her house, and, like, you can't, it's like, oh, you can't pull into the garage, why not? Well, the sinks are in there.
Because what else are they going to do with them?
Because, like, where are you going to put these sinks now?
I don't know.
And, you know, the other thing is that I'm not handy enough to where I would say to myself, like, I don't walk into a place, and I'm like, you know what? Let's put a new sink in here. That'll fix it. We need a new sink. No, clueless. It occurred to me the other day. I was like, you could actually put a new sink in here. Right.
You can change that out.
A sink. This lady's like, hey, we're moving out. Get everything and don't forget the sinks.
You could always sell like back the sinks to the person since you're moving out.
Oh, so
like
then
not remove them, but you need to work with them on, all right, well, instead of us taking these with us, what would you give us to leave these here?
We'll leave these behind.
Yeah, that way you don't have to go through the effort of removing the sinks.
Maybe it's a spite thing. Like, fine.
Seems a bit like
I'm taking
that.
The sinks.
Or to them, they're just handy enough to where it's no big deal to take the sinks.
I will say, and I won't say from what experience, but I got an opportunity to hear some parents fighting at one point. In which one of them said, well, I'm leaving. Like, you know, I'm leaving you and I'm taking the TV.
And I'm taking the sinks.
Okay, so maybe in this, maybe there was a bitter struggle over who got to stay where. And
someone threw that out there and they took the sinks.
That's it, I'm leaving and I'm taking the sinks.
All six of them.
Anyone feel depressed now that Christmas is over?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're not depressed. You're just listening to The Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.
It's a theory I've been working on for a while now, but I think it's actually true. I think that I actually am a multidimensional traveler. And I think it explains the experiences that I have just on a day-to-day and sometimes week-to-week basis. And what I think is, and I mean, I don't want to get too complicated, but I think that this studio exists in a bubble. So like I come in here and you're always the same Nikki.
I'm always here.
Right. But I frequently will go places that are outside of, you know, what I perceive to be my normal dimensional space. And so, for example, last week I went to that McDonald's where the man was yelling at me and the woman was staring at her hand where nothing was written and like all these weird experiences that I had on Friday. Well, I went back to that McDonald's and my theory is that it looks like that McDonald's and I feel like it's in the same place and it's but when you think fourth dimensionally, you realize like, oh, okay, like you perceive it as being in three-dimensional space, but you're actually visiting a different McDonald's in a different multiverse. So, like, I go there, and today I went there because lazy, and...
Because it's Tuesday.
Right.
It's fine. And that's not really the important part of the story.
So I pull up, and not only was I crystal clear, able to understand the woman that was making the order, but when I ordered a kind of specialty item, she knew exactly what it was, rung it up correctly, and again, as clear as your voice now, Nikki said, well, please pull around. And I was like, wait.
Was this the same lady or just what? Same location, same, but different dimension?
See, that's what I'm saying. Fourth dimensionally, this is a different place. So I pull around. She takes my money. She's like awake with it, ready. I pull up to the next window. They have my food ready. They hand it out to me and I pull off and it's like, wait.
Where's the problem at?
It's like, it happened again. I'm sliding again. I'm in a different dimension right now. I didn't see where I made the crossover, but like I'm in a different place right now.
That or you were vocal enough when you were in your previous dimension with the problem location and management heard that and decided to try to fix a few things before you came back.
I mean, yes, that's possible.
Maybe it wasn't only you that worker was having a problem with.
Could be. I mean, what you're saying is possible, but I feel like it's far more likely.
Your scenario?
Yeah.
Does that mean your car would be like your TARDIS?
I mean,
is it like a Doctor Who thing?
It could be. The reality of it is I may be going to a different car every time I go outside. Like, again, it looks the same, but there are slight variations that perhaps are so small that I'm not even aware of it. But again, because I'm constantly traveling through all these dimensions, like every time I have these really weird experiences, like Nikki lives in a really happy dimension. So sometimes I go with her and everybody's really nice and they treat her really well and whatever. But then like I go up to the counter and I've slid again. Something's happened and I'm dealing with the crazy people dimension. And I think that, and again, I'm weighing down the line here, but it could be that just extra-dimensional travelers, people recognize them. They don't know why. They just don't like them.
They just don't like them, and that's why.
And that explains why I get bad customer service everywhere I go, except in that strange dimension I visited this morning where the McDonald's people were completely together and were amazing. Like, highly competent. Like, in that dimension, I think people aspire to work the drive-thru at McDonald's early in the morning. Because these people...
That's the prime shift.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you get to be there at 5 a.m.?
Whoa!
Lucky!
Well, I'm glad to see that you managed to get into a nice dimension this morning, but that's quite a theory there.
I know. And it may seem a little overwrought, but I think I'm really onto something.
The worst of the riot, 2016, sets a new standard for mediocrity in broadcasting. Congrats, guys. You did it again.
Nikki, I would like for us to play a game this morning.
Sure.
It's called Which One is Worse?
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to present you with two things.
To the board.
Yeah, and I want you to tell me which one you think is worse.
Sure.
All right? There was a man in Stockton who ended up chasing his neighbor around, apparently across several blocks, with a knife. And there was a struggle, and it looks like he actually did end up stabbing him. So there's that.
So that's one.
Okay. Or there's a neighbor in Stockton who, in front of God and everyone else, pooped on his neighbor's lawn.
That one.
Okay.
That one's harder to explain.
Now the question you have to ask yourself is, are the two related?
Sounds like it. If not, that area's got a bustling criminal organization going on.
Okay.
Who does that in the yard?
So let me ask you this. Do you think the pooper and the stabber are the same?
Yes. I think they have a war against each other. Like, this is some sort of neighbor problem. Did one poop on the yard, which I get to say on air. That's great. And then the other one stab him because of what he did.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
it is.
Is
it? Yeah.
A guy came outside
and found that. He's like, well, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm coming over.
He saw this guy, and again, I don't have names. The one guy's name that they arrested, his name is Shaw, Lonale Shaw. And Shaw walked out. Doesn't he sound like
stabber?
A villain in a Fast and Furious movie? Isn't he? Shaw?
Was he the stabber or the pooper?
Shaw was the stabber.
Stabber.
Like, he's the only one that's getting criminal charges here. What? So Shaw and some of the neighbors saw this guy come over to his lawn and, and then he went inside and got a knife and began chasing him.
And then, that was it. He had too much.
Yeah. So Shaw says, look, there was a struggle and I lost control of the knife and I accidentally stabbed him. Just to let you know that when you bring a knife to a confrontation, accidentally stabbing happens a lot. And bringing a knife usually means intention to stab.
Yeah, or just intimidate with it.
Yeah, yeah. So he ended up stabbing.
That's
him.
Why
so
you
now,
just go grab a roll of toilet paper. He's go running after him.
Well, what you're supposed to do is run after him and then you rub his nose in it.
Oh, that's, yes, to teach somebody. Please don't go in the yard.
So, I mean, that's what you do with a dog. Right? So you take a rolled up newspaper, you chase the guy, and then you bring him back and you rub his nose in it. And that teaches him a lesson. Right? Right. So that's the world we live in.
I got caught in a YouTube.
Wait, in a bathroom?
No.
Somebody's lawn?
No, I got caught in a YouTube. Well, I fell down one where I started watching one video of this guy who would record his neighbor who would do all these terrible things. And the neighbor was just like crazy.
Yeah.
And cops were always coming out. And then that led to this whole world of YouTube where it's these neighbor things. And I kept thinking, my gosh, what would you do if you have a crazy neighbor who poops in your yard?
Talk to
You'd
my
stab
neighbors.
Him.
You'd stab him.
You'd stab him. It's like, what are you doing? But I guess it's pretty pretty common to have some conflict and just record it and stick it on YouTube.
This reminds me, now that you're saying this, of remember the guy who set up the camera to catch the girl, the female jogger that would come?
Oh, and
right
every
next
day.
To his car every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know, though, who it was doing it, but every day someone would.
Right by his car door.
Number two by his car door. And then they found out it was this lady on her, like, daily jog that would just do that.
Well, it was part of her routine.
It's like, what are you doing? How could you even do that outside?
So then he stayed outside with a knife and waited to stab her. Just kidding. Called the police.
That's not in this story.
That's the better choice.
I just wouldn't even think you could do that, but
yeah.
which shows really this morning, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
I don't think I could actually do it.
No, I couldn't. I could not. I don't think I have my leg strength.
They're like, they have my mom and they have a gun to her head. And it's like, if you don't right now on this lawn, she gets it. It'd be like, you know what?
Go ahead. Love her.
Just go ahead because I can't. Especially not with you watching.
But other people have no problem with it. In fact, it seems like some of the lawn poopers thrive on it. Like that's what they were wanting. They wanted the emotional response to it.
Oh, bring the stress cough back.
It's okay. You calm down now.
New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions.
None of that tweet booking, a face programming, a snap, whatever. It's okay.
That's next week. This week, it's food, laziness, and the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.
I don't like putting money into things that I'll use every day and could make everyday life better.
Instead,
I would much rather put my money into something that I will use infrequently, almost never. Maybe even something digital that I'll never even download.
Well, it could be someone's Blu-ray collection, games. There's lots of options.
I am deeply flawed. How do I fix it?
I remember, didn't you buy, what was the one I loved that you bought like a set of online classes or something from that guy?
I did. I bought a class from Donald
Trump.
The Blue Light Jazz guy, not Donald. Yes, my Donald Trump classes, how to be successful in real estate. I bought those. Blue Light Jazz, Donald, that guy.
Yeah.
I did. I signed up for his class, and it was like $35 or $40, and I had every intention of doing it, and I still haven't.
Yes, and they're still there. I just love that one.
I still
like
haven't.
Digital stuff is so easy to forget, though.
It is. It is. And so now I actually do have a gift card and I'm looking at, guys, I need some new coffee tumblers so bad. And here's what's really funny. I've got mugs for days.
His coffee mug collection, because you You like coffee on weekends, yeah, like on Saturday?
I love getting a good coffee mug and putting some, like on Saturday and Sunday where if I don't have anywhere to go, like I can grab my digital purchases on my Kindle, drink some coffee, like whatever. I love drinking coffee out of a cool mug. I love that.
Why don't you get, see if you can get a top or something that goes on the coffee mugs, and then you could use it like a tumbler.
That actually would be amazing.
Hey, someone want to invent that if that's not already out there?
You should. But the only problem with that is going to be is that a lot of people are going to not be happy with the novelty mug choices that I've made. So when I bring those in, they'll be like,
ridiculous.
Could you please not bring those kinds of mugs here?
It'd become a memo.
It would be a
to
thing.
All the staff.
Like,
not
please
about
don't.
You, but they just wanted to make sure that people were aware.
We need to say this to Obadiah, but we don't want to say it
to
him. So we'll say it to everybody.
Everybody gets the message on the coffee mugs.
We'll get the memo. So no, I've got to buy some tumblers. Now, keep in mind, I will use this tumbler every morning. Every morning. Like constantly, all the time. They'll see constant use, just constant use. But it's just like pulling teeth to get me to buy.
You can't buy it?
I don't want to buy that. I don't want that. I don't want to buy that.
It's $15.
Don't talk to me about money. Okay? This is not about money.
What is it about? Pride?
Principle.
Principle.
Prejudice.
Prejudice.
It's about pride and prejudice. I mean,
just buy a coffee tumbler.
Don't tell me what to do.
I know.
See?
Don't buy one. Then you'll do it. No. I don't care if you buy a coffee tumbler. Now what will you do?
Oh, I'm indifferent too.
Darn it.
We're both the same. That's exactly it. It is. We've talked about this on the show a billion times, but I will buy the dumbest thing, but something that I literally like. It's like socks. Like, my socks, I have no toes left in my socks. They're like, I have toeless socks. Like, they're falling apart.
But.
And do you know how good a new pair of socks feels? Like, how glorious new socks are? And I'd be like, oh, that's dumb. I'll use those every day. I'm not getting that.
But instead, you rebuy a game a couple of times over, just on different platforms.
Yeah, I don't want to play it on the PlayStation anymore. I want to play it on the PC now.
I don't want to go downstairs and play it there. I'll just play it up here.
Nikki, help me. Something, how do I...
What are you looking at me for? I can be the same way.
How do I fix it?
Just buy it.
Buy the tumbler.
Fight through it and just put it in your cart and just buy... You've been looking at the tumblers for a long time this morning.
2.5 hours.
Yes. Just make... just buy the stupid thing.
Okay, I'm buying one.
No, just get two.
I am going to get two, but I think I might go ahead and spend the extra $2 and get a different color. So at least I'll be able to tell them apart.
Why do you need to tell them apart?
What? Are you telling me that you don't support me getting a different colored
put
mug?
A sticker on one of them.
Oh, I could buy a sticker. All right.
Yeah, that'll take him 2 seconds.
See, now, exactly.
Now
like, I've got a whole wish list of stickers I want.
Oh,
I'm good for that.
Yes, you are.
It's a nightmare you can't wake up from. Because you're already awake. The worst of the riot, 2016, on Radio U.
Look, let's get some real talk going here. Everybody has got people in their life, or maybe you have at one time, that they're so drama. Like, they either are the center of drama, or they are always generating...
the cause of the drama.
Drama, like, on some level. And it's like, what the heck? Why are you even doing this? What is going on? This is amazing. At the University of Texas, they have done a study in which they are defining what they call NFD, or need for drama. They say it's a compound personality trait in which individuals manipulate others from a position of perceived victimization. And they've come up with a way to actually score this, the same way that there's neuroticism, extroversion, narcissism, agreeableness. There are these scales that exist for these personality traits.
To figure out if someone has a severe case of it.
And so they have now come up with their own NFD, need for drama, scale. And it has been published in Personality and Individual Differences, which is a scholarly journal that looks at psychology.
So did they say, like, what are some of the traits, or?
I'll get to the, I love this right here. They say that people with drama-prone personalities generally live chaotic lives and inflict contrived crises on family, friends, and coworkers. Yes. Yes.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Actually, the part that just amazes me is that as I read this, I have a person all picked out that is exactly like they are this.
They score high on the scale.
So they say the new scale, it's based on three factors: perceived victimhood, impulsive outspokenness. So, okay, well, let's go. Perceived victimhood. They think the world happens to them.
Yeah.
Everything that happens, someone is actually like out to get them. Impulsive outspokenness, the inability to basically shut up. Like, you have an opinion and you have to say it. Like, well, sometimes you just say, I have an opinion, but I don't need to say it.
Yeah, you keep it in.
Interpersonal manipulation, a person's willingness to influence others and make them do what you want. All right, so here's the scale. You're supposed to answer. Do you have to answer yes or no? I'm not sure. There's a lot of these. We'll skip some.
Well, now just remember, if you're saying yes to a lot of these, then you might be it.
Do you agree with the statement? Sometimes it's fun to get people riled up.
Oh, that's no. So then I think I'll score low.
See, I would say yes, but I just like doing that
yours
in an interview
different.
Setting.
Yeah, yours is different. Yours is work.
Sometimes I say something bad about someone with the hope they'll find out about it.
Gosh.
No. Heavens, no. I don't want them to know. I mean, I'm going to say
bad things,
but I don't want
so
them
that
to
they know.
I say or do things just to see how others react.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes.
No, that's the humor part of your personality. Right, okay. It's not to create the same type of drama.
Sometimes I play people against each other to get what I want. No, I mean, not since I was trying to, like, mom said no, but maybe dad will say yes.
Yes,
I don't think that, I don't feel like that counts.
No, that's different.
Let's see. I wait before speaking my mind. Yes. You guys have even heard, I'll just say, you've even heard me hold back. And you don't think you have, but you don't even know. I always speak my mind, but pay for it later. No. It's hard for me to hold my opinion back.
Well, it's different still.
I still say no. You'd be surprised how
you're not drama.
Let's see. People who act like my friends have stabbed me in the back.
Again, maybe when you were like a young teenager and you were just figuring out about friends.
Yeah. But people,
not really.
People often talk about me behind my back. I often wonder why such crazy things happen to me.
Now, but yours is not the same type of drama.
Now, do I generate drama or does it just happen?
It just happens to float around you.
I feel like there are people in my life who are out to get me. A lot of people have wronged me. See, I'm a no on most of those.
No, but that's the victim thing that they were mentioning earlier.
Right. So they say that if you answered yes to most of those questions, there's a very good chance that you have NFD.
NFD.
Need for drama. And the part that's hard to understand is that most of that you're imagining. It's not actually real.
Sure.
Ooh, that's rough, right?
Yeah, you don't want to think about it that way.
So the scale
and
is...
And if you were like, nuh-uh, it's real, then maybe you just scored a little higher.
But dude, you don't know.
You might actually gone to the next level.
You don't know.
Congratulations. That could be, again, still another problem.
The only thing is, like, I don't see anything here about, like, okay, hey, if I'm scoring high on need for drama, is there a way that I can not? Like, can I be less dramatic?
Yeah, if there's ways to lower your score.
Everybody's always mad at me because I need drama.
No, the way to lower your score is just to be aware of it.
You think that helps?
Yeah, that way you can notice next time you're causing NFD.
Yeah.
You're causing drama.
Nobody needs NFD.
No, they do not.
Nikki's mom said it wasn't nice of us to call this the worst of the riot. Then we played it for her, and now she's okay with it. It's the worst of the riot, 2016, on Radio U.
This morning, I stopped at a gas station for breakfast. Like, that's some option.
That's your tweet right there.
As if someone somewhere is like, yeah, it's fine. I'll just go to the BP for breakfast.
Can you imagine if you go... like, I don't know, 50 years ago and say that same thing. Be like, yeah, I went to the gas station for breakfast.
Like what?
Why are you going there?
What are you talking? Did you eat a Snickers bar? Like, did you get a large soda? It was 12 ounces. I mean, things in America have changed.
Yes.
This doesn't make any sense to me. And I realize this is degenerate behavior. That's what it is. The people that are trying to, they can't get a job. They can't heat in society. People that like sit outside and smoke all day and I don't know, whatever. Like the people that they warn you about in school. Like I completed third grade, but now I just hang out at the gas station and smoke or whatever.
I don't think it's quite like that anymore, but sure. Okay. I'll just go along with it.
That's the kind of person that I am. I went to the gas station like it is some social meeting, put everybody together. And here's where it's really sad. Two sad parts. Actually, it's all been sad, but these are the saddest parts. The first part is that I woke up thinking about this sandwich that they sell at the gas station.
Yeah.
That's sad. Like, that is sad. I didn't wake up.
Not for the gas station. They're excited. They're like, oh my gosh, someone was looking forward to our breakfast sandwich.
Think about all of the amazing meals I've had over the course of my life. Think about them. Think about all the different options and places and amazing things I've had to eat. And I woke up thinking about a sandwich that they microwave at the gas station. That is... It is sad.
That's bottom of the barrel.
It is an indictment on my sad life. That's what it is. It something is broken inside.
Kind of makes me worry about your palate. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if everything is working.
I agree. Then I realized I pulled into the gas station and felt shame as I sat in the parking lot. Like, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed. And then I looked up and I know the cashier at this gas station. And I was like, oh... she'll see me and she'll probably tell other people like I was in here eating a sandwich at the gas station.
Aww, I mean, well, some gas stations though now it's just a glorified fast food restaurant.
I almost, when I saw her like through the glass, I was almost like, I should go. She should
just
know.
Better that way. Especially if she looks up to you as like Obadiah. It's like that man on the radio, that strong man.
I don't know that she looks up to me at all, except that I'm a little bit taller. But I just, there was something about it where I was like, man, the fact that I'm embarrassed to go in there and buy this sandwich. But I mean, it's so many layers of embarrassment because I feel like it's an indictment on me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Nikki? Sometimes you got to push through shame.
You do. And did you enjoy it?
That's the worst part. Yeah, I did. Oh, it was good. It was good.
Listen, some days you just got to do what makes you happy. It's just not going to sound good.
If you want to know the truth, I think...
Have your breakfast sandwich?
I think what we really need to be saying is some days you have to say no to yourself and make better choices.
I didn't know if you want me...
That's the lesson.
I didn't know if you want me to enable you, comfort you, or if this was the time to just say no and we need to stop it.
Well, it counts
let me know.
It counts as my McDonald's stop for the week, so that's it.
Okay, I'll check it with you later on the week to see if you talk yourself out of that.
I might change my mind like tomorrow or Thursday.
Like,
but
that
like...
really wasn't my stop.
Radio U is now accepting auditions for a new morning show. As you can see, the bar is pretty low. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Okay, the American Academy of Clinical Neuropsychology has been doing some research. And that research has recently been published in New York Magazine, but it's available in other places as well. And here's what they've done. They've been taking a look at runners. And they say that runners will tell you if you run 15, 30, 40 minutes, that afterwards you experience a great deal of cognitive clarity.
That the runner's high?
Not necessarily, but the idea is this, is that after vigorous aerobic exercise, you think more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you personally, that is true. In fact, they will tell you, like, if you suffer from depression, you absolutely have to exercise because it clears your mind.
You have to at least do it for 30 minutes for it to start kicking in?
Well, that's the thing that I find this interesting is they have said vigorous aerobic exercise, 30 to 40 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So my thought is like, okay, like what do you mean by vigorous?
And does it?
But, I mean, seriously,
you might have to work out more because when do you actually start the vigorous part of it?
Well, because my thought is like, all right, vigorous exercise. Does that mean I have to be? Does my heart rate have to hit a certain point? Like, at what point do you guys consider it vigorous? Like, I ran 2.5 miles yesterday. It probably took me about 30 minutes because I had to take a couple walk breaks. I'm not exactly in great running shape here, guys. And so, like, Did that count?
I think,
or was
it'd
that
be
not
more
enough?
Of, it's probably more of where your heart rate starts, maybe at a certain point.
Maybe.
Like you got to get into that heart rate zone.
So, well, here's what it says. Like, let me just run some of this down for you. I don't have that question that you're asking. Like, I don't know the answer to that. Like, is it a heart rate thing? Like, whatever. But they say that experts are saying 30 to 40 minutes of this exercise will actually, it increases blood flow to the brain in general, but especially to certain regions. They say that there's a long-held belief that your brain can no longer create new neurons. They're saying that this sort of aerobic exercise actually leads to the creation of new neurons. And they are saying that aerobic exercise cannot prevent you from being sad or depressed, but it does help you recover from those symptoms.
Sure. So at least helps a little.
So,
or a lot.
So they say that one of the great things about it is that, and this is them, I don't know, running allows us to be mindless, which serves four adaptive functions: self-reflection, creativity, attention cycling, and dishabituation.
Yeah, a lot of stuff there. A lot of stuff I might need to look up later.
I'm going to have to go back through that.
I don't quite understand all that. That's fine, though. It sounds smart.
What is dishabituation?
Habitually?
Man, it's driving me crazy.
<That's it. laughs>
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, that'd probably be good.
But yeah, there you go. Here's what it comes down to. Apparently, running is good for you.
But do something vigorously for, you know, the 30-minute mark.
What about that thing at the gym where you're like running but not running and your arms are flailing?
The elliptical? That thing.
Sure.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's vigorous flailing. I think that counts.
The Riot recorded everything they said in 2016, but they're only replaying the worst parts.
Yeah.
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 It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Yesterday, I had one of those moments where I might have even seemed antisocial, but not on purpose. I was talking to someone, and I hesitate to even say where, lest this person somehow accidentally stumble across this story.
And knows that it's them.
But this person said something to me that they thought was very profound and scientific, and like they were really
jazzed
talking
about it.
Yeah. Well, it was just one of those moments where they were sharing something offhand. They felt very smart, I think, in sharing it. And I was, it was like, what you have said is so dumb, is so profoundly stupid that, and yet I want to be kind. And now I have nothing to say. It was just like, I was just like,
Which to them made it seem like, oh, well, he is pondering that which I just said.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Like, yeah, it was deep, wasn't it? That was really something. I know. It blows your mind, right? It's huge. And I'm just like
you just take that home and chew on it, right?
Well, you have a nice day. Thank you. The only way that I could keep complete control. And again, I'm not out there looking for opportunities to be mean to people. In fact, quite the opposite. I want to be nice to people. But sometimes when people say things and you're just like, it's good. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Miss Science.
First off, was it fortune cookie type? No. And so obviously it was a girl you were talking to?
Yes.
Yes, because you're giving away part of that.
I was at an establishment. I'll say that. And something was said and it was just like, oh gosh. And the other thing was like, just, it was wrong. Like the things that were being said, it was like, that's not exactly right.
Sometimes you just have to let people be.
No. I know. And that, okay. Here is the thoughts that followed that encounter were, one, I really hate that my instinct is just like, oh my gosh, that's so stupid. I want to tell you how stupid it is. It's like, I wish I didn't have that instinct, but at least we got a hold of it. That was good. And then two, I thought, man, this person was so deeply satisfied by what they knew and all that stuff. But what they knew was wrong.
Yes.
They were deeply satisfied by their wrongness.
But just let them be.
And I let them be. And then the third thought I thought was like, oh, how many times in my day do I tell somebody something and they're just like, okay, not only are you wrong, but what a sad little world you have. Just like, dang it. Dang it.
I'm sure it happens more than we realize.
Yeah, well, not for me, because I'm probably right all the time.
Well, yeah, you're very intelligent.
For everybody else, yeah. Like, I'm sure that just...
Part of the problem is you are so intelligent that you do recognize it.
I just... you know.
Think this year was bad?
Cynical. Cynical, man.
Wait until you hear 2017. It's the worst of the riot. 2016 on Radio U.
So, I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. I was looking at a movie I was interested in buying, and then I scrolled down, and you know how those little suggestions on Amazon where they're like, oh, you might like this or you might like that. Well, I ended up clicking on one that I had heard of, but I've never seen. There was a show on, oh man, when was it on? Wiki, six, if you guys don't mind just waiting a minute.
Yeah,
I'd like to do my research live instead of doing it before the show.
To be prepared.
If you guys don't mind if I do that.
It makes us really feel like we're walking this with you.
Okay, I have heard of but never seen a show called The $6 Million Man. I know it's about a dude that gets bionics and like is strong, and there's the sound when he uses his strength, or it's like,
was it from the 70s or 60s?
1973 to 1978. And then there was a kind of sequel to it called The Bionic Woman, which I don't know when that ran, whatever. But I noticed that they were on DVD down at the bottom of this thing. And I was looking at it, and like for $60, you can get all four seasons of The $6 Million Man.
Okay.
Okay. Look, don't tell your grandpa that I said this, but I'll bet that show sucks.
Sure. Well, it's just old.
Okay. Now, hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Fast forward to 2016. Okay. Right now, you're like the age that your grandparents were when they got excited to come home on Monday night and watch The $6 Million Man. I love it. It's so whatever. Okay. They're so excited about it. Now, fast forward 40 years ahead from right now, when you've got grandkids or great kids, whatever.
What will the show?
And you're like, hey, guys, want to watch this Daredevil show with me? It's the best. And they're like, grandpa's shows suck.
Yeah, but I feel
they
like...
they are the worst.
I feel like quality-wise or like special effects-wise, okay, it might not be as bad. I mean, how else can they improve it?
Well, back then, there were people watching $6 Million Man like, this is like a movie every week. This is the best show ever.
I don't know.
They didn't even
have...
I
don't think it'll be that bad.
We have to watch it right now because once it airs, it disappears and we'll never be able to see it again.
That's true.
I mean, like all this stuff. Well, I'm just thinking about it. Like, think about this. You spend like 13 hours watching Daredevil season 2. 13 hours of your life. Like, you skipped all of these things because right now, Daredevil season 2 seems really important. Or insert whatever show you're into right now, whatever you're binge watching. It seems like the most important thing and it's a huge deal. But in 40 years, it'll be like, you mean you spent an entire day watching this? This sucks.
That'll be the suggestion at the bottom of the screen for all the old shows.
There'll be some dude on the radio looking at something else, and then there'll just be that, and people are like, gosh, I ain't watching
that. Let's don't think about that. Live for the moment, okay? Let's enjoy the shows that we have. Don't think about 40 years from now and how bad the shows we currently have now are going to be.
That's the way it's going to be, too. And like your car right now that you're really impressed with, people will be like,
well, that's because
you had to drive it yourself.
That's because you drove it off the lot. So that just is going to, of course, get old.
Stuck in the mud. I can't believe it touches the ground. It's ridiculous.
They've been saying that forever.
Yeah, that's never going to happen, probably. But I'm just thinking about that. Like, we get so excited. Or think about this. All right. You just snagged up, like, what? Like, Uncharted 4 comes out in a couple of weeks. You're going to get it, and you're like, look how real it is. It's like they're people. And then you wind back the clock, and people are like, Pac-Man is the most intense, story-driven experience that you're ever going to have.
Is that a first-person shooter?
This is incredible. Look at this. I can identify with this man. He's hungry. He's running around, and there are ghosts chasing him. This is a deep storyline, guys. It's real. See what I mean, though?
Well, you're going to ruin everything, though.
I'm not ruining everything. I'm just trying to think.
You are. It's like you're at... Just, I don't... When you get to be this OB, then everything's sad and we can't play games or watch movies. Why, it's going to be old and you need another cup of coffee.
I'm drinking coffee and I'm not sad. I'm just thinking.
It seems like it's our generation's depression.
The realization that the thing I love will one day suck.
Yes. And when you're 40 years from
like,
it.
I always want to be like on the new hotness.
Yeah, but you can't be forward hotness.
That's what I want to figure out.
You can't be that way.
I want that right there. I want to be past the cutting edge. I want to be on the next thing. What am I going to do when I'm dead? How am I going to be my current then?
Too depressing.
You're trying to forget, but we're forcing you to remember. It's the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.